Time to get to the phones to talk with Bob DiBiasio of the Indians. It's brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Elko, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Bobby, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderfully. I hope you boys as well.
We are. So have they added extra days in September? There's only like 30 days past September, right? So there's only 30 days, but we seem to put every ball game that we possibly can into the month of September. Are we?
Yes. Well, we have 1, 2, 3 doubleheaders now scheduled in September. We have one at Minnesota. We've got one at home against Kansas City, another one at home against the Chicago White Sox, our final homestand of the season, the regular season, late September. Yeah, we'll have two doubleheaders because of the crazy weather we've had thus far.
I don't know whether we play more doubleheaders or get no hit by teams this season. It's kind of an odd, this is an odd season with different types of things that are happening with our, you know, we're at the All-Star break, kind of sort of a time to sit back. We've got two All-Stars, Shane Bieber, but won't be pitching, obviously, but he obviously earned enough accolades early in the season before his injury to make that, as well as Jose Ramirez. So,
indeed.
And then Terry Francona is going to be a part of this. Explain that to me, if you could.
Yes, as well, yeah. Tito will be a part of the coaching staff of Kevin Cash. They are probably as good of buddies as you can have in the game of baseball. Kevin Cash, you know, played for Tito in Boston and was our bullpen coach here in Cleveland. And Tito was a huge supporter of Kevin Cash getting the managerial job in Tampa. And Kevin, you know, with Tito and still his foot injury, knew he probably wanted to just take a nice 4-day break, but really wanted him to be a part of his all-star coaching staff. So Tito, didn't take long for him to say yes. An incredible honor. Tito's had the pleasure of managing all-star games and really identifying those coaches you want to have around you. It really is an honor. So, yeah, we'll have Jose Ramirez and Tito in Denver. Going to be an interesting, that ballpark, the Home Run Derby tonight ought to be really interesting, especially with Shohei Ohtani and Vladdy Guerrero Jr. But getting back to Jose Ramirez, you know, we look at the first half of our baseball season, and Jose leads the club, as you would expect, in batting average, runs scored, home runs, RBIs. How Jose goes, we go. And when he was hurt there for a stretch during that losing streak period, that was in evidence more than ever.
Well, Bobby, I was on vacation last week. I was at a staycation or whatever, just going to focus on stuff around the house. And I entered into the Indians, we're like on a 9-game losing streak. And then I look up and they're like, they got a 3-game winning streak going on here as well. But we hit the All-Star break at 45-42. We're 8 games back. Those White Sox are piling on some wins, so they're kind of separating themselves at the moment. But people always talk about Terry Francona the second half of the season. That seems to be where the Indians and he hit their stride, it seems.
Yeah, we have. In his tenure with the Tribe, we've really fared well in the second half of the season. Let's hope that trend continues. It's going to be a little tougher again. We still are missing Shane Bieber and Aaron Civale to your starting rotation. It's nice to see Zach Plesac get back on the mound and pitch well. And as you said, we end the first half on a 3-game winning streak to an incredibly dramatic fashion. Back-to-back walk-off home runs, one by Fran Mill, one by Bobby Bradley. So that's been a nice uplifting aspect to going into the All-Star break. With yesterday's rainout, we have a 5-day break before we open up in Oakland to start the second half. We go to Oakland for a weekend series and then to Houston for 3 before coming home to Tampa Bay and St. Louis at the end of the month. So big games coming up. We're only two back in the loss column in the wild card. If you look at the standings, it says 4.5 back, but actually only two in the loss column. It's guys in front of us have just played more games. As we just talked about, how the doubleheaders are piling up. We haven't played as many games as others thus far this season.
Bob, it seems like the addition of Fran Mill and Roberto Perez, when they came back, really put a little more juice in the system, shall we say. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, no question. I think the first guy you mentioned, Fran Mill, we were really waiting to get him with in the middle of the lineup. And at that time, Eddie Rosario was really hitting the ball well. Ahmed Rosario was hitting the ball very well. Bobby Bradley in the lineup, and Harold Ramirez was doing his thing. He slipped a little bit lately, but had a good stretch, and you thought, oh, boy, you put the big bopper in the middle of all that, and it really does lengthen our lineup. And, you know, having him back, you know, that threat in the middle of your lineup, really such a boost to your baseball team. And, you know, Roberto just, you know, two-time gold glover. And, you know, he is a guy that when healthy had hit 20 homers his last full season. So it just helped our offense a little bit. You know, this first half of the season, we had three really good months of baseball. I mean, we're right in the thick of things with the youngest team in the major leagues and rolling. And then all of a sudden injuries hit. We had a bad week, and that bad week, as you've mentioned, we were eight back, and it took us from 2.5 back to eight back by having one horrible week of baseball. So we put ourselves behind the eight ball, so to speak, and need to, you know, turn it on here in the second half.
So did the Indians draft a pitcher or a linebacker? 6'6", 238, Gavin Williams. Tell me about this young man.
Yeah, he's a big, strong horse of a guy that can, coming out of high school, I believe, he was drafted by Tampa Bay, chose to go to college. They say he's got a four-pitch mix, but his fastball is the dominant pitch. And has touched 100 miles an hour. As you said, big guy, 6'6", what, almost 240. Don't know whether he will stay as a starter or will a guy like that, you know, be one that you bring out of the back end of the bullpen with his array of pitches and the ability to throw as hard as he does. So pretty exciting. You know, we pride ourselves on the fact that we can do a whole lot for young pitchers, that we can turn them into something special. And here's another young man. Just a couple of years ago, a Daniel Espino, we took out of high school as a starting pitcher. You know, the depth at that position in our organization continues just to be so strong. Yeah, we know what to do with young pitchers, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, we get them on the mound. Eli Morgan's going to be coming up. Cal Quantrill as well. We come back from Oakland. But a lot of the young pitchers are saving us on occasions when we've gone through some injuries. But good to see Zach Plesac back on the mound as well. Bob, we'll talk with you again next week after the All-Star break and when the Indians get back at it. And I see the next time we talk, then it'll be the series against the Astros. So we got another tough part of this month of July, but take a break in the All-Star break and enjoy the time away. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, boys. You have a good week as well. Go Tribe.
733 at WEOL, our talk with Bobby D, brought to you by your Northridgeville Convenience Sunoco.